It's Friday, the 22nd of November, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1pm news. The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, and Hamas's military chief for alleged war crimes that took place from 8 October 2023 until at least the 20th of May 2024. The trio has also been accused of using starvation as a method of warfare. He is the Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation Executive Director here at home, Pinda Nanda.
As a country, we welcome the decision of the ICC, and we will support that decision wholeheartedly because the leadership of Israel should be held responsible towards what is happening now in Palestine. And so we also call upon the international community to look at that with wholeheartedly and also consider imposing sanctions against the Israeli regime in order for it to stop its perpetual killing of the innocent Palestinian women and children.
Reacting to the development, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the International Criminal Court is a politically biased and discriminatory body. Netanyahu says Israel will not yield to pressure and will not retreat until all the goals of the war against Hamas are achieved.
No war is more just than the war that Israel has been waging in Gaza after Hamas attacked us unprovoked. The decision to issue an arrest warrant against me and our former defense minister was made by a rogue prosecutor who's trying to extricate himself from sexual harassment charges and by biased judges who are motivated by anti-Semitic sentiments against the one and only Jewish state.
The Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture has officially announced that the 2024 academic year ends today for all learners. Here's the Executive Director, Sanet Steenkamp.
It's been a tough year, and yet we managed to see it through. I now wish to remind our parents that a great deal of knowledge is socially constructed. This, in essence, means that children learn from others in the immediate environments, right there where they are placed, in their families, in friendship groups, and they learn from what they see as well. They model what they see. And I pray that we will allow our children to be loved and be cared for, and that they are well rested when we are embracing a new academic year come 2025.
Vodacom's legal representative, Wim Trengrove, has told the Constitutional Court that only the company's CEO, Shamil Yusup, can determine fair compensation for Please Call Me creator Nkosana Makate. This follows the South African Supreme Court of Appeals order for Vodacom to pay Makate 5 to 7.5% of revenue from the service since 2001, with estimates ranging from 9 to 63 billion rand. And finally, art sold at auction has at times completely exceeded expectations. But get this, a piece that is comprised of a banana taped to a wall has been sold at Sotheby's in New York for $6.2 million.
The artist says it's not a joke, but a satirical jab at market speculation. Maurizio Catalan's conceptual artwork, entitled Comedian, started at $800,000 and after 5 minutes of rapid bidding was sold for $5.2 million to Chinese-born crypto entrepreneur Justin Sun, who paid, with auction fees, $6.2 million. Three editions were sold for far less at Art Basel in Miami, where a performance artist ripped one off the wall and ate it, leading it to become a media sensation. This week, the artist bought the banana from a fruit stand on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, 35 cents. New owner, Sun, says he intends to eat it himself. Caroline Lone, Washington.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.